One of my favorite things about our Catholic faith is all of our different ritual traditions. For example, today we are celebrating the Feast of Corpus Christi. And this feast goes all the way back to the 1200s when St. Thomas Aquinas went to the Pope and proposed that there be a feast celebrating the true presence of Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. And so since then, we've been celebrating this great feast. And one of the ways we do this is through Eucharistic processions. And this is one of the ways that we as Catholics can bring Jesus Christ, who we love and adore, and bring him out into the world. And so we'll do that quite literally today. At the end of our Mass, we'll process out of the church, out into our front lawn, to adore our Lord before the whole world in the Blessed Sacrament. But we as Catholics can sometimes forget some of the significances of the things we do. And processions are one of those things that have an incredible rich history going all the way back to the Old Testament, all the way back to the book of Exodus. And so as we all know, the book of Exodus tells the story of how the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, how God rescued them through the ministry of Moses, led them out into the desert, and they spent 40 years there going towards the promised land. And really this story is about the whole Christian life. See, just as the book of Exodus starts with the Israelites enslaved, so we too in our Christian life start in a place of slavery, slavery to sin. But just as the Israelites were rescued from that slavery, so too does Jesus Christ rescue us from our sins through his blood on the cross. But as we know throughout the story, so many times the Israelites would complain to God. They would say, "We were better off in Egypt than out here in the desert." And we all experience this too as well, right? We all have those times where we struggle with our faith or we fall back into that slavery to sin. But despite this, God was always with the Israelites. And he's always with us, brothers and sisters. When the Israelites got out into the desert, they were led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And this was a symbol of God's presence for the people. And this is why when we do a procession in the Catholic Church, we often see incense as a symbol of that pillar of cloud, and we have candles as a symbol of those pillars of fire. And of course, as we heard in our first reading, God also gave them manna from heaven to sustain them on their journey. And we know this is an amazing foreshadowing of the Eucharist, when Jesus Christ himself would come down and not just give us this special bread, but actually give his own body and blood for us to eat. And just as the manna sustained the Israelites on their journey towards the promised land, so too does the Eucharist sustain us on our Christian journey. Without receiving the Eucharist, we wouldn't be able to make it through this life to our own promised land, which of course is eternity with God in heaven. And so when we have things like processions, this is what we're supposed to call to mind. We're supposed to remember this amazing history of the Israelite people in the Old Testament, as well as this current journey we're all on. And again, in our first reading, it says, "God therefore let you be afflicted with hunger, and then fed you with manna, a food unknown to you and your fathers, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord." And I'm sure for many of you, this verse has taken on a special meaning these past few months. For many of you, it's probably been the first time since your first communion that you've had to go months without receiving the Blessed Sacrament. And I can't imagine how hard this has been. And I know for many of you at home, that you've still yet been able to come to church, and you're still having to carry this terrible cross of being separated from church, separated from the Blessed Sacrament. But what God wants to tell us today, brothers and sisters, that even despite this, just as he did not abandon the Israelites in the desert, he does not abandon us. He is always with us. I remember back at the seminary, every year we would have a big Eucharistic procession, where we'd have a big mass at the North Campus, St. Thomas Aquinas Chapel, and then we'd process all the way down to the St. Paul Seminary Chapel on South Campus. And while it was so beautiful seeing a couple hundred priests and seminarians processing in song, it was usually pretty cold. It was in, you know, late October, early November, and I remember there was often, it would either be snowing at the time or there would already be snow on the ground. But one of the things that struck me most about this event was the head public safety officer. See, every time the procession would get to Summit Avenue, you would see him kneeling down in the middle of the street to prevent traffic from interfering with our procession. And this always moved me so much that here was an older man, a retired police officer, who would get down on the cold, hard, wet street on his knees before the Blessed Sacrament, because he understood the true meaning of the Eucharist. He understood that Jesus was truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. He understood that before him, in his very presence, was the God of the universe, the God who saved him from his sins. And so, brothers and sisters, throughout all of our trials in life, God is with us. God never abandons us. He's with us through our relationships with one another, as we are all part of the one body. He is with us in his word, and he is with us in the Eucharist. This is why I became a priest. This is why I was ordained just 2 weeks ago. And I'm so incredibly honored to be called to bring Jesus out into the world, to be able to bring Jesus in the most holy sacrament, the Eucharist, to feed God's beloved children. And so, brothers and sisters, as we continue this Mass, let us pray for all of those who are not able to receive the Eucharist today. And let us thank God that he is always with us, that he has never abandoned us.